Paul, is Matthew Perreault a player today?
Yeah, Matty goes back in, feels ready. He's been, feels like he's been ready for a couple of days, so he's back in.
Can you share who he'll play with?
He's going to play with Bork and Lowry on the right side.
We saw Logan Shaw doing some extra work out there. Yep. Is he the guy that comes out? So what does that do with your fourth line then? You put Mason down
Appleton,
there with
yep.
Harkins and Shore in between?
Yes.
Goes into keeping Harkins in. I know you've liked him so far. Is it that simple?
Well, I didn't have him on the list to come out. Like, the decision was right side. He's played well. He's been on the puck. The goal that we scored the other night was a real good example of what he's been doing. I think all over there he's been positionally sound. Good speed on the puck, plays the kind of the Jets game that we want him to play. So he can have the job as long as he can earn it, and he's done well.
Is there any chance you could consider him with Lowry and Perreault at some point?
Correct. Yeah, there's a chance.
With Matthew back in and now with Adam, does that – you talk, Paul, about the extra strain maybe on those top two lines especially, but does that give you maybe a little more freedom to –
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it'll be – some of the decisions that you make off the bench are based on the other team and what they're looking to do, but a veteran guy that can handle the puck, move the puck, and makes good decisions, he's positionally really strong, so – it I don't know if doubt is the right word, but you'll run Lowry's line and not be looking to find a line for them to play against nearly as much. It'll be more rotation and legs for your bench, you know, keeping the minutes right so that we can play at a high level.
Any thought with Dahlstrom about trying to work him back in at
yeah,
some point?
Yeah, we have. What Carl's working on now is putting in a kind of a practice that starts to push for that job, and I think he's starting to improve in that area. But, yeah, we've certainly thought about it.
After two very heavy games against St. Louis, Paul, how important was yesterday to have before you play the Avalanche today?
Well, for sure, back-to-back. I think we've got Boston, St. Louis coming out of the break. But when you play a game that's not played in the neutral zone, it's played in both ends of the rink, that's a lot of banging, a lot of grinding, a lot of puck battles. So having a bit of rest, you know, we almost optioned yesterday out. We had a big chunk still go, and then 16 skaters today, so they're feeling good.
Just to confirm, Pullman and Miller's both good to go?
Yes, correct. So they skated yesterday, and they had the option not to.
You never know, this time of year, guys.
I agree. Yeah, I would not tell you, but they're good to go is the answer.
Thank you.
As is Helly.
Correct.